This is the voice of Türkiye. This is the voice of Türkiye.
Ladies and gentlemen, today is Monday, April 15, 2024. This is the Voice of Türkiye's English language transmission broadcasting from Ankara in a 16-meter band between 1230 UTC and 1762 kHz to Europe. You can listen to us over the Tuxar 3A and 4A satellites on the internet at www.tatdinle.com through Radios link and under the Voice of Türkiye Radios expandable section. Our email address is englishdesk@tat.net.tr. Following the news and review of the Turkish press, the Voice of Türkiye will present our feature programs, That's Why, and some beautiful Turkish music. This is TRT, Voice of Türkiye News in English, presented by Efsun Duryoğlu. A statement by Turkish Foreign Ministry said Türkiye has been issuing warnings repeatedly about the risk of spillover and escalation of Israel's ongoing war in Gaza. The statement said the Israeli attack on the Iranian embassy in Damascus, which violated international law, further raised our concerns. Iran's retaliation to this attack and subsequent developments have once again demonstrated that events could quickly escalate into a regional war. The statement reminded that before the incident, Turkey spoke with the Iranian and U.S. authorities to urge restraint and relayed mutual expectations and messages of the parties. Today, we are once again sending clear messages to the Iranian authorities and to the Western countries that have an influence on Israel to urge all to put an end to the escalation. We will continue our efforts to prevent the triggering of a process that would permanently damage the stability of our region and lead to greater global conflicts, the Turkish Foreign Minister's statement added. U.S. President Joe Biden warned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to think carefully before taking any retaliatory action against Israel. A senior U.S. official made statements to reporters on Biden's telephone conversation with Netanyahu late Saturday. The official quoted Biden as warning Netanyahu to think carefully and strategically about the risks of escalation. The U.S. official told reporters that the Israelis made clear to them they are not looking for a significant escalation with Iran, and in response to a question whether the U.S. would participate in an Israeli counteroffensive after Iran's overnight strikes, the official said that they would not envision themselves participating in such an act. Israel launched an airstrike on Iranian consulate in Damascus on April 1st, killing two generals from Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps were among seven people killed in an Israel airstrike. Iran said that the airstrike on its consulate meant an attack on its territory and it would retaliate against Israel airstrike. Iran fired hundreds of unmanned aerial vehicles, ballistic and cruise missiles at Israel on April 13 and said that some military targets were hit. On the other hand, Israel said the most of the missiles were shot down or intercepted, but a military base in the south was hit. Meanwhile, U.S. Undersecretary for Management and Acting Undersecretary for Political Affairs John Bass arrives in Turkey today for a two-day visit at the invitation of Deputy Foreign Minister Ambassador Burak Akçapar. According to diplomatic sources, an exchange of views will be made on decisions taken at the 7th U.S.-Turkey Strategic Mechanism held on March the 8th under the co-chairmanship of Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan and U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, as well as bilateral relations, latest developments in Gaza, regional and international matters.
The news continues on the English language broadcast of The Voice of Turkey.
Israel should not escalate the situation in the Middle East as Iran's weekend attack was a double defeat, the UK Foreign Secretary said Monday. Speaking to Sky News, David Cameron said the attack was an almost total failure and Iran has revealed to the world that they are from malign influence in the region, prepared to do this. Cameron said, "So our hope is that there won't be a retaliatory response and instead the world's focus should shift to Hamas. They still hold those hostages. They have been offered a deal that prisoners can be released from Israel jails in turn for some of those hostages, and there will be a pause in the fighting. That's what needs to happen next, and that's what I hope we can focus on," David Cameron, British Foreign Secretary, said Monday. Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus President Ersin Tatar assured support from Turkey amid regional developments. In a high-level meeting chaired by the President of the Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus, Ersin Tatar, regional developments were discussed. Tatar emphasized Turkey's status as the strongest country in the region and its unwavering support for the Turkish Cypriot people, stating the security of our people is guaranteed by Turkey. Following an in-depth evaluation of recent regional developments, including Iran's retaliatory drone and ballistic missile strikes against Israel the previous night, President Tatar of Northern Cyprus addressed the press, highlighting Turkey's superior capabilities and its commitment to using them for regional peace and stability. He reassured the Turkish Cypriot people that there is no cause for concern, stating, "Our people should not worry." President Tatar said that during the meeting, all developments in the region were analyzed in detail. He also underlined that Turkey's support for the Turkish Cypriot people, reiterating that their security is assured under the protection of the Republic of Turkey. He concluded by affirming that the Turkish Cypriot people will continue to live in peace and security under Turkey's guarantee. Azerbaijan and Armenia have again locked horns before the UN's top court, with Baku slamming Yerevan for misusing the high-profile hearings to wage a public media campaign against its archrival. Lawyers and representatives from the two countries embarked on 2 weeks of hearings on Monday, wrestling over interpretations of international law in the Gilded Peace Palace of the International Court of Justice in The Hague. Military tensions are again ramping up between the neighbors following the conflict in the mountainous area of Karabakh. Azerbaijan's representative Elnur Mamadov told judges Armenia's lawsuit was premature and urged the court to throw out the case. That is because Armenia failed to engage in negotiations with Azerbaijan in an attempt to settle the dispute, he said. There were limited negotiations, but Yerevan failed to pursue them, Mamadov said and added. From the outset, Armenia had its sights firmly set on commencing these proceedings before the court and using the fact of these proceedings to wage a public media campaign against Azerbaijan, Mamadov said.
The news continues on the English language broadcast of the Voice of Turkey.
Turkey was visited by 3.4 million people in the first 2 months of 2024, with the highest number of tourists coming from Iran, Russia and Bulgaria. Tourism statistics published by the Turkish Culture and Tourism Ministry show that the number of foreign visitors to Turkey in 2023 was 50.6 million. Of these visitors, 49.2 million were foreign nationals, while 7.4 million were visitors categorized as foreign residents. Entry and exit statistics compiled at the border gates show that Turkey hosted over 2 million foreign visitors in January 2024 and 2.3 million in February. The figures also suggested that the number of foreign visitors arriving in Turkey during the January-February period of 2024 increased by 12% compared to the same period last year, reaching 4.3 million. Iranian nationals topped the list of foreign arrivals to Turkey in January and February, with 348,000 Iranians visiting the country. 433,000 Russian nationals, as well as 345,000 Bulgarian nationals, also visited Turkey in the said period. And sports, Turkish basketball club Fenerbahce defended their FIBA EuroLeague women crown with a 196-73 win against French opponent Villeneuve Dusk LM on Sunday. U.S. small forward Nafisa Collier scored 33 points for Fenerbahce's women's team to be the highest scorer of the 2024 final held in Mersin City of Turkey. Collier, Emma Messerman and Kyla McBride combined for 72 points for the Istanbul Giants as Fenerbahce became the first Turkish club to win the EuroLeague women title twice. Belgium's Messerman racked up 22 points in the final. US forward McBride scored 17 points. McBride was then named the final four most valuable player for averaging 21 points, 6.5 rebounds, and 6 assists per game. Runners-up Villeneuve Dusk were led by American Croatian guard Shavonte Zelus and U.S. player Kennedy Burke as they scored 17 points each for the French club. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan of Turkey congratulated the Fenerbahce women's basketball team for their achievement. He said on the social platform X that the women's basketball team made Turkey proud over their historic success. Separately, Ziyev as USK Prague finished the competition third after beating Final Four hosts Chukurova Basketball Mersin 95-67 earlier Sunday. And that was the news and sports brought to you by the Voice of Turkey. thanks is there of the Turkish press. Let's start with the Daily Haber Türk, which writes that the Turkish Foreign Affairs Ministry has issued a statement regarding the tension between Iran and Israel, calling for restraint from both sides. The statement highlighted Israel's attack on Iran's embassy in Damascus, which violates international law, has justified our concerns. Iran's retaliation to this attack and the subsequent developments once again demonstrate that events could quickly escalate into a regional war. Star covers remarks by Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan, in which he expressed to his Iranian counterpart Hussein Amir Abdullahian that following the retaliation against Israel, no further escalation in the region is desired, and added that they want an end to steps that heighten tension. Sabah headlines critical role from Turkey in reporting the recent attack of Iran to Israel and says that as the world discusses Iran's retaliation against Israel, the critical role played by Ankara before the attack has garnered attention. The Turkish Minister of Foreign Affairs reported that mutual expectations and messages between Iran and the United States were conveyed through Turkey. Yeni Şafak reports that in the initial phase of Turkey's operation in northern Iraq, villages and towns supporting the PKK terrorist organization will be cleared. Subsequently, the terrorist infrastructure extending from Hakuk to Metina, Zap, Avashin, and Haftanin will be eradicated. In the next stage, operations will be launched in the Mahmur, Süleymaniye, Kandil, and Sinjar regions under the established security belt. And finally, Hürriyet says Greek Foreign Minister Yorgo Yerapteridis conveyed warm messages concerning the Turkish-Greek relations and said, "I want my children to live in a region where fingers are not on the trigger. I want to entrust them to a peaceful neighborhood," Greek Foreign Minister said. And that was the view of the Turkish press, brought to you by the Voice of Turkey. And we have an announcement to our listeners that due to maintenance and repair works to be carried out at the transmission station on April 18, 2024, Thursday, our broadcast in English will not be available on shortwave between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. on April 18, 2024, Thursday. However, you can listen to our broadcasts during these hours via satellite, internet, and our TRT Listen application.
The Energy Agenda. Why is hydro energy important? In 2023, Turkey will generate 36.3% of its electricity production from coal, 21.4% from natural gas through gas power plants, 10.4% from wind, 5.7% from solar, and 3.4% from geothermal energy, and 19.6% was obtained through hydraulic energy sources. One-third of Turkey's total installed electricity power is provided by hydroelectric power plants, with 32,400 megawatts. Hydroelectric power plants, which are a national and clean electricity production method, do not cause any waste or carbon emissions in the energy production process and contribute greatly to meeting the country's electricity needs. Since 2002, nearly 650 hydroelectric power plants, including worldwide important projects such as Yusufeli Dam and Hydroelectric Power Plant, Ilısu Dam and Hydroelectric Power Plant, Deriner Dam and Hydroelectric Power Plant, Ermenek Dam and Hydroelectric Power Plant, have been put into service. Annual hydroelectric production was at the level of 45 billion kilowatt hours in early 2000s. This capacity increased to 120 billion kilowatt hours by now. Thus, one in every three lamps in Turkey began to be illuminated with the electrical energy produced in a hydroelectric power plant. The goal of expanding hydroelectric power was determined as the most efficient use of resources and thought to be serving for a fully independent Turkey in energy. Yusufeli Dam and Hydroelectric Power Plant, with its height of 275 meters, is the highest dam in Turkey and the fifth highest dam in this category in the world. This project can meet the electricity needs of 2.5 million people, corresponding to the population of a city the size of Antalya, with an average annual electricity production capacity of 1.9 billion kilowatt hours. Ilısu Dam and Hydroelectric Power Plant is Turkey's fourth largest power plant in terms of installed capacity after Atatürk, Karakaya and Keban dams. Ilısu is Turkey's second largest dam in terms of filling volume. Ilısu Dam, with a height of 135 meters from the foundation, a filling volume of 24 million cubic meters, and a crest length of 2,327 meters, is the largest project in the world in terms of body length and concrete surface area. The facility, which produced its first electricity on May 19, 2020, and started operating at full capacity on December 23, 2020, has contributed approximately 23 billion liras to the country's economy with the production of 8 billion kilowatts of energy to date. Deriner Dam and Hydroelectric Power Plant is Turkey's second highest dam after Yusufeli, with a height of 249 meters and can produce an average of 2 billion and 118 million kilowatt hours of electricity annually with an installed power of 670 megawatts. In the global installed capacity ranking of hydroelectric energy, Turkey ranks 9th in the world and 2nd in Europe with 32 gigawatts, while China ranks 1st with 415 gigawatts, Brazil ranks 2nd with 110 gigawatts, and the USA ranks 3rd with 102 gigawatts. Turkey's dam investments are of great importance in terms of electricity production, but dam construction is not given importance only for this reason. Considering the amount of water available per capita, Turkey is considered a country suffering from water stress. According to projections, the amount of water per capita in Turkey, which is 1,519 cubic meters today, is expected to decrease to 1,100 cubic meters in 2030, when the population is expected to reach 100 million. This would place Turkey among the water-poor countries. For this reason, it is carrying out another very important project for the efficient use of water. The Energy Agenda.
bir geçe zaman ki dediğim aynı lafa ki öyle bir geçe zaman ki dediğim aynı lafa ki birden dursun istersin seneler olunca mazi öyle bir geçe zaman ki dediğim aynı lafa ki öyle bir geçe zaman ki bakarsın katı katı üzerine çekersin perde yoldan geçenler var da her akşam gelenler nerede günlere bakarsın katı katı üzerine çekersin perde öyle bir geçe zaman ki dediğim aynı lafa ki öyle bir geçe zaman ki
of Turkey, always by your side.
That's why.
Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to this week's edition of our program, That's Why, where we will delve into why an hour consists of 60 minutes. Have you ever pondered why it's 60 and not 100 or 20 minutes in an hour? Similarly, why is a day comprised of 24 hours? The rotation of our planet around its axis constitutes a day, while its orbit around the Sun, as you know, marks a year. Although these units remain constant within our galaxy, they vary for each planet. For instance, Jupiter completes its orbit around the Sun in approximately 4,333 Earth days. The concepts of day and year are indeed cosmological phenomena independent of human consciousness. But what about months, weeks, and hours? These units of time are inventions of human civilization. With the advent of agriculture, humankind transitioned to a settled life, making it easier to fulfill basic needs such as food, drink, and shelter. In ancient times, people living in Mesopotamia and Egypt laid the foundation of today's mathematics, driven by both daily necessities and sheer curiosity. Approximately 2,300 years ago, in ancient Greece, a significant milestone in time measurement was achieved with the estimation of Earth's circumference. At that time, the widely used sexagesimal counting system developed by the Babylonian civilization led to the division of this estimated result into 60 parts, thus forming what we understand today as circles of latitude, with the calculation of a circle's interior angles as 360 degrees a year was assigned 360 days, an hour, 60 minutes, and a minute, 60 seconds. The number 60, divisible without remainders by 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, 12, 15, 20, and 30, facilitated calculations immensely. While the metric system and decimal-based measurements dominate modern practices, the division of hours into 60 minutes and minutes into 60 seconds remains a cherished tradition rooted in history. This practice may seem antiquated in the age of digital precision, yet it serves as a poignant reminder of our collective past. From the early civilizations to the present day, humanity's quest to measure and comprehend time has stimulated countless innovations in calendar and clock systems. In the episodes to come, we look forward to exploring the rich tapestry of timekeeping methods developed throughout human history. From sundials to atomic clocks, each advancement reflects our relentless pursuit of precision and accuracy in capturing the passage of time. As we near the conclusion of today's program, let us remember the words of wisdom. An hour consists of 60 minutes because it was the preference of the early scholars contemplating on the division of a day. With this in mind, we are eager to continue our journey through the annals of time in the episodes ahead. Until next week, goodbye.
That's why.
Jake!
all around the world. Every hour of the day, TRT Voice of Turkey is with you.
Sen varsın düşlerimde. Demir kapı yine kapandı ağır ağır üzerime. Kelepçeler yine vuruldu kilit kilit yüreğime. Derin derin soluyorum seni gecelerce. Duvarlara kazıdım ismini her köşeye. Dudakların şeker gibiydi baldan öte, baldan ziyade. Pembe pembe yanakların gülden öte, gülden ziyade. Sabret, gönül sabret, sakın isyan etme. Bir gün elbet bitecek, bu çile isyan etme. Dört kitaptan başlayalım, istersen gel söze. Orada öyle bir isim var ki, kuldan öte, kuldan ziyade. Onu düşün, ona sığın, o senden öte, benden ziyade. Bir sabah elbet güneşte doğacak penceremde. Ama bil ki ateşin hala yanacak yüreğimde. Gözyaşlarım akıp gidecek selden öte, selden ziyade. Bir canım var vereceğim maldan öte, maldan ziyade. Sabret, gönül sabret, sakın isyan etme. Bir gün elbet bitecek, bu çile isyan etme. Dört kitaptan başlayalım, istersen gel söze. Orada öyle bir isim var ki, kuldan öte, kuldan ziyade. Onu düşün, ona sığın, o senden öte, benden ziyade. Bir ben var ki benim içimde, benden öte, benden ziyade. Bir sen var ki senin içinde. içinde. Senden öte, senden ziyade bir ben var ki benim içimde. Benden öte, benden ziyade bir sen var ki senin içinde. Senden öte, senden ziyade bir ben var ki.
Always by your side.
Thank you.
The Voice of Türkiye. Always by your side.
Before we end our broadcast in English, let's have a quick look at the headlines. A statement by Turkish Foreign Ministry said Turkey has been issuing warnings repeatedly about the risk of spillover and escalation of Israel's ongoing war in Gaza. Israel should not escalate the situation in the Middle East as Iran's weekend attack was a double defeat, the British Foreign Secretary said Monday. U.S. President Joe Biden warned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to think carefully before taking any retaliatory action against Israel. And we have an announcement for our listeners. Due to maintenance and repair works to be carried out at the transmission station of Emirler on April 18, 2024, Thursday, broadcasts in Arabic, Azerbaijani, Turkish, Bulgarian, English, Turkmen and Urdu languages will not be available on shortwave between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. on April 18, 2024, Thursday. However, you can listen to our broadcasts during these hours via satellite, internet and our TRT listen applications. You have been listening to the Voice of Turkey's English language transmission broadcasting from Ankara in the 16-meter band between 1230 1330 UTC on 1762 kHz to Europe. You can listen to us over the Tuxar 3A and 4A satellites and on the internet at www.trtdinle.com through radios link and under the Voice of Turkey Radio's expandable section. Our email address is englishdesk@trt.net.tr. Thank you for listening to the Voice of Turkey and goodbye. Açık Radyo, La Voce della Türkiye. Radyo 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 La Voce della Türkiye.